Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
And I had broke up with him. I left him. I was like, I can't live like that. I can't do that. I'm not living that life. And he wanted me back. He's like, I want my wife back. Like, I want my wife back. I was like, well, if you want me back, it's certain things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do certain things. You're going to have to take a domestic violence class. You're going to have to take a communications class. You're going to have to take an anger management class. You're going to have to make $1 million and buy me something I always wanted to. So I'm thinking he'll never complete none of this shit, right? He took all the classes. He did all that. He got him a job as an executive at a studio making money. And then he bought me a Sleep Number bed, bitch. I was like, oh, my God, he loves me. He care about my rest. He love me. But I knew I couldn't just go back just the way I was. I knew I had to get myself together because I knew my mouthpiece is part of why I got choked the fuck out. So I took myself a communications class. I took a domestic violence class. I took an anger management class, too. And I took a football cross-training class, and I took a synchronized swimming class because a few people told me if it happened once, it might happen again, right? So we got back together and everything, and it was all cool. And he told me, like, you can't receive no phone calls or text messages after 10 o'clock because that's disrespecting our relationship. And I was like, oh, well, I'm a comedian. Sometimes clubs are going to hit me up and want me to come and do a show. He was like, well, you don't have to do that no more. I'm making money, so I'm going to take care of you. You ain't got to do that comedy shit no more. And I was like, oh, touche, nice. Nice, but no, I love comedy. You can't take that away from me. I'm not gonna allow you to take away what I love. I love this. This is my safe place. This is my favorite thing in the world. I'm not gonna let you take that from me. Fuck that. You can take the pussy, but you can't take my comedy. So we leaving the comedy club. It's like 12:32 a.m. I'll never forget it. I never fucking forget it. It was 12:32 a.m. because that was my third psychotic break, y'all. Never forget it. We in my little Corvette, we rolling. I let him drive so I could feel like Riri and stuff. I was feeling just like Rihanna, like, yes, right? Had the little phone in the center console. He had his phone in the center console. That's where he fucked up. That phone sitting there, 12:32 a.m. The phone go off, ding, 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 ding. I look over, and it says a text message. It say, Ava, why you be lying? In my head, I'm like, who the fuck is Ava? Who the fuck is Ava? I don't know. No, he don't have no family members named Ava. He ain't got no cousin. He ain't got no coworkers because I've been up to that job like 8 times. I ain't met not one bitch named Ava. Who the fuck is Ava? Girl, don't say nothing out loud. You know what you learned in class. What did you learn in communications class? What did you learn in communications? And then I look at my reflection in the window and I see myself. I feel like in the reflection, I'm like Gollum. I'm like, oh. We must find out who the fuck Ava is. You ask him who is Ava. And then this, I was like, no, calm down, calm down. What do we learn? We learn to smile and be polite, smile and be kind. When you ask him, just smile. I don't want to smile. I want to know who the fuck Ava is. And then I hear like some David Banner music, like that Incredible Hulk music playing in the background. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm just trying to smile. Dun, 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 dun. Babe, who is Ava? And why she say you be lying? He's like, girl, what you talking about? Your phone, you got a text message. You say, Ava, why you be lying? Who is that? He like, girl, you seeing things. Boy, you know I ain't seen things that say that right there. This is crazy. Who is Ava? Girl, I don't know what you're talking about. Ain't nothing right there. And then I grab the phone. This is what you don't do, bitches. Never grab his phone, right? And I text back super fast, like I was just like, why? And she texts back even faster, like she's a professional text messenger. Because you said you was gonna give me some money to get my nails and hair done tonight. And I was like,
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.